There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night folds in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us toward the dark. In the distance, sabers rattle, and the armies train for battle as the beast prepares his mark.
Welcome, welcome, Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcasts, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara Stewart. From Club Fit, halfway house in Oregon. Well, folks, I have some news that I've been waiting and some of you have been waiting for quite some time. It looks as though I am going to be able to get out of here very shortly. I will be temporarily staying in Oregon before I relocate to my undisclosed studio in the desert somewhere in the Southwest. It's been a long road, but in my opinion, even though with everything that we've been through, I think it was well worth it. Some people think I'm crazy for saying that, but then again, most of those people that would say that don't understand what we're fighting for, what we're fighting against. Truth being the most important thing. That being said, there are going to be expenses this trip. Keep in mind, it's been over a year, and we've gone through great sacrifice and great loss. We've lost quite a bit in this over this past year, and so I would ask all of the people that listen to this show that think that the information that we provide, if they would, I would appreciate a donation. I don't ask very often, you know that. I just don't do that. We have a couple good sponsors, but, you know, being a year and a half, of course, we have to build that back together, and I can't really do that from where I am right now until I get out. And I wouldn't ask of them. We do have what wonderful support we've gotten from Pruitt Tree Resin. And miraclesalve.com, I tell you, that stuff has helped me anyway. You could support us by doing that, or you could really, I'd really appreciate if you'd go to paypal.me/RTRTruthMedia and send us a small donation. If everybody chips in a little bit, nobody's got to hurt themselves, but once they release me out of here, I'm going to have some travel expenses, and I already have a pretty good place to go and some pretty good support there, but it's about time that I leaned on my audience and asked for help where help is needed. It would be greatly appreciated. That being said, there is a great disturbance on both right and left about this shooting in Florida. I am very concerned with the misinformation and disinformation that is being shared in the more conservative outlets. I see articles being posted by seemingly conservative-ish sites that are loaded with disinformation and false stories that are not being fact-checked and are making us look like asshats. Stop sharing links of publications whom you cannot verify who the writers are or the information is in. One such publication I'm going to warn you about, Your News Wire. Snopes, I believe, and this is a belief, but I believe, and we're going to be publishing an article soon on rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com, I've been working on for over a week and a half, 2 weeks now, that show that the owners of Your News Wire, who happen to publish things that we tend to agree with a lot, but they're seeded with disinformation, are often discredited by Snopes. And there's a history, a long history, between these two publications. And for some reason, conservatives still keep sharing. I don't even say conservatives. Ron Paulish kind of person that I am, I really have abandoned parties. So, but you know my flavor. I'm pro-gun, pro-God, pro-common sense. I don't care what you do as long as you don't harm anyone. Of course, all of you out there know that we stand against neoconservatism just as harshly as we stand against the other part of the left. But people like us, who would tend to share these articles, are going to smear themselves pretty badly if they continue to do it. And this psyop that's going on with CIA, CNN, we're going to be doing an expose on that. Now tonight, because of circumstances beyond my control, I'm not going to really be able to stay here with you live. But after speaking with Jake Morfonios of Blackstone Intelligence, I want to share some of his material with you tonight that I think is very important. So if any of you out there really, really want to know what's going on, really want credible investigative analysis, Blackstone Intelligence and RTR Truth Media are going to be seen a lot together, because I really support Jake's work. He's an impeccable investigator. So I would like to share some information with you tonight. Jake Morfonios, Blackstone Intelligence.
A whole lot of you give me feedback in comment sections on my videos telling me that you keep getting unsubscribed from my channel. A whole lot of you have said you've been unsubscribed not once or twice, but multiple times. I've even had one person say that it's happening so much, he has been unsubscribed 12 times from my channel. And so this is a big problem. Really, right now I've got about 126,000 subscribers. I've been tracking this for a couple of years now. Based on the number of people that get unsubscribed from my channel, I ought to have at this point easily, without any hesitation, I can say I should have well over 300,000 subscribers. I should probably have about 500,000 at this point. But what I did is, when you hit 100,000 subscribers, one of the perks that you get is access to creator support. And you go into a chat. I'm assuming that just given the grammar of the people that I'm talking to, I'm guessing they're probably in India. I got into a chat, and this is like the third or fourth time I've done this now. But I figure at this point, I'm just going to show you guys the insanity of this as I go through it, so you can see what I'm dealing with. And it's not just me. Lots and lots of content creators go through the same thing. So I told in the chat, told the person what the problem was, which was that my subscribers are getting unsubbed all the time. Lots and lots and lots. Each day I'm losing subscribers, not just, you know, one at a time, but I'll have 15 or 20 people get unsubscribed in the very same second, simultaneously. So after several days, the creator support people wrote back and said, I also need to have a screenshot of the area of the error you are receiving when uploading. And if you can also send me screenshots of the comments that the channels are being unsubscribed automatically. So they're saying, okay, we need to see the error when I was uploading. This is back from one night when I was trying to upload and YouTube wouldn't let me post anything to my own channel. And they also were not counting any views for a period of about 6 hours. I was not getting credit for any views on my channel. Well, anyway, I went ahead and uploaded some screenshots. And here's what I wrote. I said, I'm attaching screenshots 1 and 2 to show many viewers writing that they cannot play the video. Perhaps it was only certain devices, I don't know. But I do know that my view count for that day was way off. The remaining screenshots are the ones you asked for. I'm attaching 20-plus comments from my viewers complaining about YouTube unsubbing them from my channel, some of them multiple times. If you need more, I have hundreds of such comments. This is not a new problem. I also have my Social Blade stats that shows that YouTube routinely deletes large numbers of my viewers, sometimes in entire batches at a time. If there is a reason that I'm having dozens of people unsubbed by your system on a daily basis without the request, I'd like to know what that reason is. This has been going on for well over a year on my channel. The response that I got was this. Jake, thank you for the screenshots. I appreciate it. I have forwarded them to our internal team for further investigation. I will email you as soon as I have more information. Thank you again for working with us. Let me know if you have other questions I can answer. All right. So about 5 days pass, and I finally hear back. Here's what is said. Upon further checking of our internal team, it appears that your channel has one or more active community guidelines violations or copyright strikes. For this reason, your channel is ineligible for to redeem creator rewards. That's just silly little plaque they send you. When you reach 100,000 subscribers, they're saying that because I had a community guideline strike, I can't have that yet. And that, by the way, was completely wrong. It was when I had posted the video about YouTube allowing pedophile communities to run rampant and how a lot of us were reporting these problems and YouTube wasn't doing anything about it. Well, YouTube hit me with a strike accusing me of bullying, and that took away my ability to live stream and, you know, get any other special perks. So there was no bullying. I challenged them on it. I appealed it, and they could not respond. I said, show me one instance of bullying, and they couldn't do it. Nothing in it was bullying. They just didn't like that I was calling them out on it. And truth is, some of that work that I had done ended up getting picked up by a major news outlet in the UK that reported on it. And my work, along with the work of some others talking about this issue, kind of snowballed. And there were several major advertisers that pulled their advertising from YouTube because it was clear YouTube was protecting pedophiles. And these various news articles were used against YouTube. So that's what they were doing. They were hitting me for participating in that. But whatever. So anyway, they go on. Also, for the channels that you were claiming that got unsubscribed automatically, please see below. And that goes through some of these channels saying that one person it does show unsubscribed and three of them it doesn't show their subscriptions publicly. And they ask, can you ask your subscribers why or what they are looking at that makes them think they were unsubscribed from your channel? They're saying, well, you're clearly, one shows they're unsubscribed, the others don't show it, but then again, we can't see their public subscriptions, which is silly because the internal team can see the private subscriptions. They can see this. They know that these people were unsubscribed, but they put it back on me as if me or the people are somehow making this up. So after that challenge, I decided to write back. And here's what I said. After I sent you several screenshots of people saying they were unsubscribed from my channel, you asked, can you ask your subscribers why or what they are looking at that makes them think they were unsubscribed to your channel? So my answer is this. What is making my subscribers think they were unsubscribed from my channel is that they were unsubscribed from my channel without their consent or due to any actions they took personally. YouTube is unsubscribing them. They are seeing this in multiple places, including the subscribe button turning back to red under my videos, indicating that they're no longer subscribers. They're seeing it in their subscription lists at youtube.com/subscription manager and every other place that subscriptions are supposed to be showing. I have a popular channel that receives constant positive feedback from my viewers. You can see this positive support from my channel in the comments on most of my videos and in the thumbs up to thumbs down ratio. I have high viewer retention, and yet inexplicably, YouTube will delete entire batches of my subscribers at a time. You'll see this fact confirmed by the accompanying screenshot from Social Blade. As you can see, I'm averaging about 16 subscribers per hour, 24 hours a day. Actually, and I didn't put this in here, but most of the time when I'm not under their algorithmic suppression, I'm getting 30, 40, 50 subscribers per hour. But most of the time I am being, my work, my channel is in that blacklist mode. So I wrote from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. last night. I consistently got new subscribers. Then for no apparent reason, not only did I not gain 16 subscribers, but I show a loss of 4 subscribers. That means I actually lost around 20 subscribers between 11 p.m. to midnight. I had not posted a video around that time or done anything that would have caused people to suddenly unsubscribe. Then at midnight, my subscriptions were back up to 26, followed by 15 at 1 a.m., followed by 24 at 3 a.m. I don't have the screenshot this particular time, but I have older screenshots showing that these subscription losses happen at the same second. Take a look at the screenshot from January 30th. I happened to catch the screenshot showing that at 12:34 and 2 seconds a.m., YouTube simultaneously deleted 15 subscribers from my channel in the same second. This happens every single day. So either my subscribers are experiencing some kind of psychic phenomenon that causes dozens of them to simultaneously click the unsubscribe button at the same moment, or there is a problem on YouTube's side that is unsubscribing people. I understand that people unsubscribe from my channel just like any other from time to time. However, every single day there are entire batches of people being unsubbed at a time. I have dozens and dozens and dozens of messages from users complaining of this being done to them. Based on the numbers of people being unsubbed from my channel inappropriately, I should easily have around 300,000 subscribers by now. This is not a new problem. We content creators have been complaining about this problem for years. It is not a figment of our imaginations. And while I'm on the subject of YouTube errors, you can see in the second Social Blade screenshot, for no apparent reason, YouTube has deleted all of my views on February 10th. You can look back at the previous weeks and see that I consistently get between 30,000 to 60,000 views per day, but on February 10th, I show negative 3,000 views, which coupled with the loss of my regular views I should have gotten means that I had at least 63,000 views deleted from my view count. And I tell this to them because, you know, this affects the income as well. If they're not counting this, I also have multiple subscribers telling me every day that they are not receiving my videos in their subscription feeds. I'm attaching a screenshot of several viewers talking about that problem this week.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Mother of the moon, which built my sails, rose the sea of tears.
What is frustrating for us content creators is that we work so hard to grow our channels, but the biggest obstacle to our growth seems to be YouTube itself. Clearly, you have an algorithm that is punitive in nature. I sometimes see my channel break out of that algorithm, and my growth suddenly explodes even when I've done nothing different than I normally do. I watch my analytics like a hawk, always trying to discern patterns that might help me make sense of what's going on. But the only pattern I can detect suggests that when I post content that discusses certain topics or contains certain keywords, YouTube's system is triggered, and it works to suppress my channel. My growth suddenly slows rapidly. Multiple people are unsubscribed by the system. My view count suddenly plummets despite the viewers expressing very positive feedback in the comments. My viewers stop receiving alerts that I've put out new content, and my videos go down in the search ranking. I have nearly 1,000 videos that I've posted since 2013. I have never cussed in my videos, not even a single time. I never tell jokes that are filthy. I don't encourage or promote violence. My channel is definitely for a PG or sometimes PG-13 audience. I don't violate rules. I don't violate community standards. Every single one of my videos that I post is immediately placed into limited monetization status, even though nothing in my videos is inappropriate. I submit each video back to YouTube for review. And 2/3 of the time, the videos are reviewed and deemed to be unfit for full monetization, while maybe the other third of the time, the videos are given full monetization status after review. And there is no pattern whatsoever to what is deemed okay and what is deemed not okay. I can discuss the exact same news item in two different videos. One will be deemed inappropriate while the other is deemed fine. Clearly, the individual personal bias of YouTube's moderators is what governs whether or not I get paid for my work, regardless of whether or not I comply 100% with YouTube's guidelines. If I say something that a random moderator does not agree with, that is what determines the fate of my hard work. To me and to most content creators, that is extremely, extremely unfair and unjust. But I know that is not what you are helping me with. I simply wanted to offer my feedback on the subject. As far as the issue of people being unsubscribed, if you need additional information, please let me know. Not only am I interested in YouTube's information on why this is happening, but my viewers are also waiting for a response as well, considering they are also being negatively impacted by these problems. Thank you for your assistance, Jake. And that's how I end that letter. And we'll see what happens. Most likely what is going to happen is 3 or 4 days will pass. I may get a email back saying send us some more screenshots or something like that. Eventually, if I do get a final answer, I'll tell you what the answer is going to be, because I've gotten this answer a couple times in the past already. The answer is, we see nothing wrong. Nothing to see here. And I'll tell you the reason that I think that that's the answer they always come back to is because they can't confirm. It's probably a matter of company policy that they not reveal their practice of blacklisting. That's definitely what they're doing. They blacklist channels, and their managers that they have, these are just, you know, these are college students. These are, you know, most of them are very, very politically liberal. They are very much like the YouTube CEO as far as their mindset, very much willing to suppress anything that is either, you know, pro-Trump or pro-conservative, anything that they think, I might not agree with what this person is saying. I'm just going to automatically mark this video as not fit for the general viewing audience. Which, when they do that, when they don't allow a video to be fully monetized, it doesn't just restrict the monetization, but that contributes to the video being stuck in this algorithm where the video gets blacklisted. It goes way down in the search rankings. Other videos will come up. You know, the truth is, if I wanted to make money on YouTube, I know I could do it. I know exactly how to make money on YouTube. All you have to do is look at popular channels that are making a lot of money and growing fast. If I were to promote homosexuality, if I were to promote anything that is anti-Trump, if I was to promote things that are, mindless things, any kind of filthy entertainment, if I want to put, you know, some people with great big butts twerking and being nasty, That'll get views. I could even put stuff on that is somewhat violent, depending on what the context is, and get it. You know, the YouTube's primary YouTube Red show, Escape the Night, it's a murder mystery, and YouTube itself is paying to produce that show. I know the producer, the writer, the director, the producers. I've talked with these people. You know, they show, it maybe isn't real bloody, but half the cast is either homosexual or pro-homosexual. They're liberals. The idea is that there's murder and they have to solve the murder. So, you know, if that and the language is not positive.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Now, the YouTube's primary YouTube Red show, Escape the Night, it's a murder mystery. And YouTube itself is paying to produce that show. I know the producer, the writer, the director, the producers. I've talked with these people. You know, they show, you know, it maybe isn't real bloody, but half the cast is either homosexual or pro-homosexual. They're liberals. The idea is that there's murder and they have to solve the murder. So, you know, if that, and the language is not positive. I'm not saying the show is bad. I'm not saying people shouldn't watch it. I'm not trying to come across holier than thou. I'm just saying that if a show like that is embraced and actively promoted by YouTube, then how is it so controversial for me to talk about whatever the news of the day is? That's what I have a problem with. Is that it's not a fair platform. And because YouTube is a monopoly, nobody can compete against them. Those corporations that fund this kind of stuff, they're just not interested in trying to fund a channel like VidMe or some other website. There really are no good alternatives. Some of you will tell me, "Oh, we'll try Steemit, try that." Listen, I've tried them all. And surprisingly, some of these that people tell me, oh, there's no, you won't have any problems with suppression there. Sorry, guys. I have posted to everything. I even, what was it? Live Leak. I have seen incredibly graphic, brutal stuff on Live Leak. So I thought, well, shoot, I'll use Live Leak. And this is just a couple weeks ago. So I put up something that I had put on YouTube to test it. It was just one of these random Vegas episodes. And good research, good information. And I posted it to Live Leak, and their monitors, moderators rejected it. They said it's not appropriate for Live Leak. I mean, there was nothing in it. There was nothing the least bit graphic, no visuals, nothing. It was a rather boring episode. But they rejected that. So YouTube, unfortunately, is the platform. The only alternative that I'm seeing where there's not going to be a problem with censorship is if I were to somehow come up with enough bandwidth to host my own videos on my own website. And that really does take a lot of bandwidth, and it's extremely expensive. So that's the problem I have. I could put up some videos in low quality, but so anyway, YouTube is where it's at. That's how it is. I've got to continue working through YouTube. But I just thought I'd let you guys know. This is the challenge. It's just, I'm not complaining. I'm complaining, but I'm not feeling like this is a super big deal. I've grown used to it at this point. I've been going through this for so long on my channel. I accepted a long time ago that it was unlikely I would even hit 100,000 subscribers. I did, but you know, between the random strikes I get for no good reason, the suppression, I'm not expecting growth. I wish I could grow big like some other channels, but as long as I talk about things like, I'll tell you what really hit me this last week was, and I know it because I do this all the time. Anytime I talk about Israel, I know the consequences. There's two things that are going to happen. Well, three things. Three things happen anytime I talk about Israel. Number one, I am going to get lavish praise from most people who understand the issue. The vast majority of people who watch the videos say, thank you for speaking out on this. So few people are willing to do it. Second thing that happens is I have a massive revolt from the Christian Zionists, which is a shame because I'm Christian and I have very deep Christian beliefs. But I'll have to show you some of the screenshots. Some of the meanest, nastiest, most un-Christ-like people are the Christian Zionists. The responses they give, I'm unsubscribing, you're going to hell. I mean, people tell me I am going to burn in hell because they don't like my criticism of Israel. And these are people who are saying they're followers of Jesus Christ. Yeah, I remember a time when Christians used to believe things like treat others the way you want to be treated, or you know, love one another, to even pray for your enemies. But heaven forbid you should say something negative about the political activities, the geopolitical activities of Israel. Boy, you do that, and suddenly they're as far from Christ-like as you can get. Absolute hypocrisy. But anyway, so that's that. I respect that other people disagree with me on Israel. I have no problem whatsoever with that. I ought to show you guys, I'll do this sometime. I will show you some of my writings back from around between 2000, 2003, in that time period. I was very pro-Israel. I was in contact with people. Now, this, of course, was during the time of the Intifada, the second Intifada. Yasser Arafat was the head of the PLO. I couldn't stand that guy. He was a monster. This is back when there was a rash of suicide bombings, Palestinian terrorists targeting buses in Jerusalem. I just hated that. I hated that. And so I was very strongly pro-Israel. And my writings reflected that because I was a writer back then. But I have come around to seeing things differently. And I don't excuse Palestinian terrorism, and it certainly does exist. But all told, when you make a comparison, you cannot come away thinking that Israel is somehow the good guy in this. You have to look past the propaganda. You have to look past what your ministers may tell you or what popular Christian books say about Israel, because it's propaganda. You have to look at, take away the name Israel. If you remove the name Israel from the country, let's say it was the name of the country was Tel Aviv. If you look at the behavior of the state of Israel, it's horrendous, absolutely unforgivably horrendous towards civilians. So my point is, I understand that people have differences of opinion. I have no problem. I used to have a very different opinion on Israel. So that doesn't bother me. It would be very hypocritical of me to look down my nose at people who have the opposite opinion of what I do. Because back then I wouldn't have wanted people to mistreat me because I was pro-Israel. So I'm not going to do that. But the backlash from Christians who suddenly forget that the teachings of Christ actually matter and that he does want us to treat each other with kindness, even strangers who make videos on YouTube expressing opinions that they don't agree with, even monsters like me, Jesus wants you to be nice to, you know? So I really have no patience for that kind of stuff. Have a difference of opinion? Fine. Tell me I'm wrong? Fine. Tell me I'm going to hell or that you're unsubscribing because I'm an idiot? Not only are you going to unsubscribe, I'm going to ban you so that if you ever decide to try and post again, you'll never be able to, because it's just, you know, it's my channel. Not gonna be nasty to me or my viewers because of differences of opinion. I just won't put up with it. My channel is a place for people to get along, to feel safe expressing themselves. I will let, you know, I'll let people debate, and sometimes people get nasty. I can't moderate it nonstop, but I do try and make an effort to keep things civil on my channel to the extent that I can. All right, so the third thing that happens whenever you talk about Israel is YouTube attacks. So that's where I really get hurt with my channel, is that YouTube actually partners with the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, which is a Jewish supremacist group who really, if you say anything at all against Israel, not against Jews, but against the state, the politicians, the activities of that nation, anything you say against them automatically is declared anti-Semitic by the ADL. And the ADL will equate you with a Nazi who wants to burn Jewish children in ovens and concentration camps. That's what they do. It's sheer propaganda because they can't debate you on the substance of the issue, so they have to demonize you. Well, now that the ADL is partnered with YouTube to help police YouTube and keep it pro-Israel, it's a real problem. And that's why on Social Blade, watching it, this has happened several times now, after I post a video talking about Israel and expressing my true opinion, sure enough, all of a sudden, there is all kinds of things happen to suppress my channel. It goes back on the blacklist, deeper than it was before. So I know that, but, you know, I like I said, I'm not in this for the growth. I do need to make enough money to support my family. I got to keep my channel, hopefully, from getting shut down. But I'm not going to censor myself. I don't expect that everyone has to think the way I think. But I will say what I think, and I'm not going to be afraid of anyone for saying it. I express myself in respectful ways. I may express myself strongly, but I'm not going to say anything that anyone should get irate over. That's just how it is. I remember this back after after 2001, as the drums of war started to pound, as the neocons in Washington started pushing to justify war with Iraq, despite the fact that there was no evidence, no credible evidence that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction or that he had any intention of working with Al-Qaeda or anyone else to attack America. No evidence he had anything to do with 9/11. There really was no reason for us to go to war with Iraq. And I could see that, and some other people could. But the truth is that back then, overwhelmingly the public, Democrat and Republican, were behind the president on attacking Iraq. Poll after poll after poll showed it. 75% of America supported war with Iraq. The liberals who were supposed to be anti-war, they were totally pro-war. They are ashamed to admit it now, but Hillary Clinton voted for war with Iraq. All these people did. John Kerry, all these liberals voted for war with Iraq. So back then, I experienced the same thing. If you dared to say that you did not support that war with Iraq, they would come after you hard. The public. Many of you probably were among the people attacking people like me. That's just how it is. People are subject to mass brainwashing, mass mind control. Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, all of them ganged up together to promote war, to promote invasion. They were championing the cause of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney all together. They did not dare oppose it because the patriotism of any American who opposed war with Iraq would be questioned. And right now, we have so many people that have woken up to how these things work. And yet, I guarantee you, when it comes time to go to war with Iran, and when it comes time to go to war in North Korea, many of you who right now are saying, oh yeah, this is wrong to go to war, when the time comes, you'll be right there. That's just how that's human nature. You'll jump in and support those wars because the trick is they prey upon you emotionally. They don't appeal to your intellect. There will never be concrete evidence that clearly shows that there is a justifiable need to go to war with one of those nations. They will appeal to your fears. They will make you feel afraid. You are going to get nuked by Kim Jong-un. Iran is getting ready to, they're going to develop nuclear weapons and blow us up. Iran is funding ISIS or whatever. They will come up with something. There will be a false flag attack inside the United States, maybe on the level of 9/11, maybe just a smaller one. Maybe there will just be suddenly some Iranian or some North Korean goes on a rampage and attacks children at a school or something crazy happens. Something will be used to get the public all emotional, because when you're in a state of emotion, when you stop using your brain and instead start thinking based on your fears, listening to your fear, letting that drive the direction that you go, that's when they can control you. So a lot of you, I hope that this time around, when war does come, I hope that more of you this time will not buy into it. Think of it in advance. Know in advance that is what they're going to do. They are going to manipulate you. They're going to try and make you feel afraid. They're going to make you feel that you are unpatriotic if you don't support the war. It is mass mind control, and they're very, very good at it. The CIA has perfected this. So know these things in advance and oppose it. So those are the things that happen when you oppose Zionism, political Zionism. There is not a Jew-hating bone in my body. There is not an anti-Semitic bone in my body. I was born in Miami. My grandmother, the judge, took me as a kid. I had suits that she bought me. She took me around to all of her political functions, all of the fundraisers. Jews were everywhere. Most of my friends in school were Jewish. Brian Rafke, Jason Handelsman, all these guys, my best friends, were Jewish. I used to trade Kiss albums with them. You know, the heavy metal band Kiss. We used to be metalheads together. When I was older, I dated some Jewish girls. My aunt is a Jew. Each and every year, instead of celebrating Easter the traditional way, I let my kids hunt Easter eggs and fun stuff like that, but the way that we celebrate Easter is we actually participate each year in a Jewish Passover service. So I have nothing against the Jews.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the sake of being Jews. But as far as the politics of Zionism is the same thing as white pride, except it's Jewish pride. It's Jewish supremacism. If you don't believe me, go to Google and type in blacks in Israel or Africans in Israel. Find out if the Jewish people want to have blacks in their country or anyone who's not Jewish. See how it goes. Just see what you find. You may be shocked. The Jewish people want only Jews to be in their country, in Israel. They want a strictly Jewish state. Not Jewish as in Judaism, because the majority of Jews in Israel are actually atheists. They are non-practicing Jews. The people who are Orthodox Jews are in the minority. Most of them are atheists. So it's not about the religion of the people. It's about race, ethnicity, or even that, some of you will take me to task. I understand the argument, race, ethnicity, Jewish, not a race, but still, that's what it's about. Tell me any other country on earth where they could get away with that. What if the United States of America said, we only want white Christians here and nobody else, and we are going to take active political steps to expel from our country, from our borders, we will expel people who are not white and who are not Christian. Could we get away with that? Of course not. Absolutely not. What if France suddenly said, we only want French people who are white and are atheist or whatever, and we're going to kick out anyone else. We're going to kick out all the Muslims. We're going to kick out all the Jews. We're going to kick out all the blacks, all the Indians. If you don't look like us, then you get kicked out of our country. If blacks did that to whites in an African country, actually it has happened. Israel is an apartheid state. That's the truth. And I don't feel the least bit of regret talking about my concerns about the behavior of Israel. I don't care if the Bible mentions Israel. I don't agree with the false interpretation that the Bible in Genesis expects for us to bless the modern state of Israel and to support people in their wickedness. If you're Christian, show me in the Bible anywhere that it says, God wants me to support wickedness. I have yet to find that anywhere in the Bible. So if Israel, if the state of Israel is committing acts of evil, a lot of it, here's what I'll do. I will pray for Israel. I will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I will ask God to make an example of taking a people and turning them into a holy nation, despite their multiple sins. You know, but I'm not going to say I stand by Israel no matter what they do. To me, that is so unchristlike. Absolutely unchristlike. Jesus wants us to treat people the right way, treat people with love and compassion. And if we see someone being abused, I believe that Jesus would have us try and console the person being abused, the person being neglected, the sick, the weary, those in prison that are there, especially if they're there unjustly. That's just my interpretation. I respect that others may see Jesus as more of a warmongering monster who wants us to, you know, support evil. That's your right to think that. I happen to just have a very different interpretation. And we can, you know, part ways as friends on those interpretations. Anyway, that's it for this video. Thanks for letting me ramble and rant. For Blackstone Intelligence, I'm Jake Morfonios.
Photo ops. are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.